everyone! Happy breakfast! This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for February 18th, 2022. This week's nail polish is 78T! We haven't had this in quite a while, if ever, that there is one single person who guesses correctly in the quiz. So, congratulations to Rozzy! Well done! I found it a very funny for the quiz because I think the first person who voted was J Nails, who voted for the J option, and then the second person was Bintian, who voted for the B option. And I was thinking to just post a note that, of course, people with usernames starting with letters other than T, J, and B could also, of course, participate in the vote. But then Jon Snow Patrol voted for B, which, by the way, Jon Snow Patrol is such a cool name. And then of course, like, everyone else got to vote. But it was fun to see how that played out with the first couple people who voted. Okay, on to the episode. Six matches went down in our top division since last time we spoke. Sikkimatic played three matches and covered the whole entire spectrum of winning, losing, and tying. He won against J-J-J-J-Nails, very narrowly lost against Akuchi, and tied N.A. Smith 99. N.A. Smith has yet to win a match this season. He lost his other match against Sam E. Is this the season to challenge our defending champion? Time will tell. Sam E tied his match against Cider01, who won another match against Akuchi and sits in the top spot of A division for now. Over in B tier, Mick remains in number one of B1 with now 78% in 3. I would like to take this moment to put out a call to Johns, commentator of my heart. Johns, if you're thrown into league jail because you haven't played any matches yet, just know that you'll still be the commentator of my heart. But please play some matches at convenient times for me. Thank you. A Moffat 11 broke the tie with Negative and is the only player at the top of B2 now. Similarly, Zyrix broke the tie with Minion Pon at the top of C1. There were no changes in C2, Yuma is still in first position, BobbyDJ18 and AssembleMe are tied in number 1 of C3, and Lemonspawn remains at the top of C4. Over in D tier, Kateri is currently in the lead of D1, Shad remains at the top of D2. We have a 4-way tie in number 1 for D3 because all of 2 matches have been played there and both tied. Maybe play some games, sweeties? And Spiraler is the new number 1 in D4. Ender 1 remains in the lead of E1. Willpower 264 is at the top of E2. W. Morrison and AJL828 are tied in number 1 of E3. Navis Awesome remains at the top of E4. Ellen de Talon is holding on to first position in E5. Casual Majestic is in number 1 of E6 with 67% in 3. Jekyll remains in number 1 of E7, and Chestic and Leopard Krone are tied for first in E8. Which brings us to the results, comment, shoutout section, where we start with results from C3. Holtz played 2-5-0-5 against AssembleMe, and comments, GG's, last one probably late night nightmare. And Sativ played 4-2 against Cyber Lady for H18, and comments, gutes Match, good match, and then 2 exclamation points, emoji. I like the emoji game. So we have like 2 exclamation marks, emoji, sunglasses emoji, and thumbs up emoji. Very cute. Then, this was so cute. F8, Kubu played 5-1 against Wilmut. And commented, I want this number 1 spot at El Taco. And joyful emoji, I guess. So this is, like, I found this cute, but if I were Wilmut, I don't know if I'd have liked this. I don't know. And then Sativ, again, age 18, played Bienchen, they tied. And Sativ says, echt cooles Match, sunglasses emoji, toll gespielt. Just so sweet. And then Kavo Sapien, Cave of Spain, played 4-2 against Person Man, 4d4, and comments of the seven deadly sins, only envy is no fun at all. And there were results from J3, where Provincible, which, what kind of name is that? Provincible tied 1-1 against Usually Loser. Yeah, anyways, Provincible comments, possession! Ah! Which is probably very relatable. In H13, Steve Chaya played 2-4 against Chocopi. And comments, base deck sucks! Which, I don't know. I don't think it does. And then in G7, Ginger played 1-5-4-5 against Jason15 and says, base game be tough sometimes. Lots of base matches, apparently. And then our last result is from I14, and I feel a little ambivalent about this comment. It's Rock Thrower against Pokemon Fan 1937. They played 2-4, and Rock Thrower comments, I didn't enjoy this match. Which, I don't know. I think it was Lemon Spawn the other day who said, if you can't say something nice, which is certainly how I would do it. But that's just me. Moving on to the Significant Lead shout-out. We have 30 entries to the Significant Lead Club of Season 50. And they are, apart from Make Xenuck and Casual Majestic, who I already told you about, CVUU, Ninten David, El Taco, Monkeys Reed, Z Fade, Jiminy, ZK1, TG Tuft, CC Wilson, Dean Corso, Muddin, Peter, Float McBoat, Ghost Finder Rick, Akaduli, Jared S. Martin, Fippa94, Xenomorph, Robbie the Legend, yeah, RGC123456, TB Carson, Caleb C. Vey, BJ Tight 15, Castle Livery, CD Loomis, Pooja Wind, Samothy, Deprimavin, and Petrovich 78. We have 6 people who have 81% or more. Xenomorph and Castle Livery at 81%, Akajuli and Samothy at 83%, and CD Loomis and Ghostfinder Rick at 86%. Good job, y'all. In size games, at Detector, finished the big games group stage ahead of the gang with 73% wins, followed closely by S-Sounder with 67%. They will play the grand finale of Big Game 6 tonight at 21 UTC. Good luck, both of you! Medium Games 9 has come to a close. Chadateo won the second semifinal against Eshikur and met the player with my personal favorite username of all time, 6K3W7IV5TG28, for the grand finale. In what looks like to have been quite a tense match, 6K pulled through in the end, crowning themselves Medium Games champion! And Small Game 16 saw its grand finale as well. JC645 and Taipa Europea met for their match. Taipa took it away and crowned themselves Small Games champion. Congratulations! Dominion Creative was concluded as well. Jekyll and Team OK played the grand finale of this tournament, and Jekyll took the win. Congrats! You are officially creative! In German League, 50 people are now playing overall. Current ranks 5-2-1 are El Taco, 2 Duffman, Nezala, Chestic, and RTT. So the captain has gone from 5-1 during the past 2 weeks Tufte has narrowly dropped out of the top five, making space for two Duffmen. El Taco and Nizala moved down, and Chestik moved up. For my personal weekend games, I played another league match, and I won again! I'm leading my division at the moment! Wah! Shout out and thanks to Sharur, who gave some notes after that last match, which is very much appreciated. I'll be playing my next match tomorrow, that is Saturday at 16 UTC. Let's see if I can keep my winning streak. And with this, we have reached the preview section! So tonight, there's the Big Games finale at 21 UTC, and then at 23 UTC, Sam E will play J-J-J-J-Nails for League A, of course. Tomorrow, 1 UTC, Tracer will play Kazumaru OA28 for B. There are some World Cup matches tomorrow. And then at 10 UTC, Apostolos will play Burning Skull for League B. The World will play Iris42 for League D at 12 UTC. At 15 UTC, Mick Zinak will play Johns for League B. Huh. And then Nizala will play Minion Pawn for League C at 15:30 UTC. Hizzup6 will play Jerry Dodd for League B at 17 UTC. Singlety will play MonkFSH for League C at 17 UTC as well. El Hablador will play Mort for League D at 18:30 UTC. And 19:30 UTC, Yoma will play Earl for League C. Busy day tomorrow. Then Sunday, Orange Person will play Marcos for League C at 13 UTC. Apostolos will play Johns at 15 UTC for League B. I'm so happy you're not going to go to League Jail. Minion Pan will play Nizala for League C at 17:30 UTC. And on Monday, Xyrex will play Furcal at 20 UTC. Xyrex will play Junt Grizz at 17 UTC on Wednesday, and Minion Pawn on Saturday at 14 UTC. And then on Sunday, Heth will play El Hablador for League D at 16 UTC. And that's all for now. Ooh, this calendar is fun. There is an entry for Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. For 001 UTC, 10th anniversary of the Wiki blog forum's founding. So that's good to know. And with this, we have reached SpecChat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. There is this book called Wir Kinder vom Bahnhof Zoo. The English version is called Zoo Station, The Story of Christiana F. It was published in 1978 and it was a bestseller in West Germany. It was a phenomenon. It was a huge book. It tells the story of middle-class teenagers who grow heavily addicted to heroin and how they're financing their addiction, typically through sex work. Zoo Station in formerly West Berlin was what you'd call Straßenstrich in German, so the place where sex workers would go to work, basically. Zoo and Kurfürstenstraße, Bülowstraße, this area, that's the places in what has been West Berlin. I don't know that Zoo is still the Strich, but Kurfürstenstraße and Bülowstraße very much so today. So this book was written by two male journalists who interviewed Christiane on multiple occasions when she was 15 and 17 years old, and she's talking about her life, how she started doing heroin when she was 13 and began working as a sex worker pretty soon after to be able to afford the drugs. And it's pretty harrowing, just this juxtaposition of her life as a middle school student who works on the Strich after school and shoots heroin. I haven't read this book. There's also a movie adaptation that was quite the box office hit, I think. But yeah, I've never come around to reading the book. I also like didn't read it at school. But now the Public Broadcasting Service is releasing those interview tapes. And it's fascinating. She's really charismatic and she doesn't hold back on anything. Like, she's, for example, sharing the story of her first time having sex with her then boyfriend in a lot of detail, which of course made me wish it had been a video and not just audio, just to see the guy's reactions to this. And also it made me think that we really need to normalize masturbation for girls, just so that they know what they like and how they like it before they start having sex with other people. But I think we've already made some progress in the past 40 years in that regard, or at least I hope so. Anyways, so in some sense, she's very reflective and thoughtful about her addiction and how it impacted her life. And then again, she says things like, I don't know, when she's talking about her looks and her hair and how it was all shiny when she was still doing the drugs. And she says, schade, dass du mich nicht kennengelernt hast, als ich noch gedrückt habe. It's such a bummer that you haven't met me when I was still doing H. Like, wah! So yeah, this is fascinating and scary. But then, of course, I am curious about whether or not this book had the same impact in the GDR. So I also watched a documentary about kind of the legacy of the book. And in these types of films, they always talk about Germany. And this was going on in Germany at the time. But of course, what they mean when they say Germany is West Germany. Like, no one's talking about the GDR. Anyways, I conducted some research, i.e. I asked the Mother Strumpf, and she said, No, it didn't have the same impact in the GDR. Like, it wasn't such a thing. It wasn't the phenomenon it was in West Germany. And the number one drug in the GDR was, of course, alcohol. And she said there was no need for other stuff, basically. So we are going to take this with a grain of salt, of course. But it is certainly true that alcohol was cheap to come by, which is still the case today, of course. And it's also true that there were lots of addicts in the GDR. Also young addicts. That's what she emphasized to me, that you also had like very young people who were addicted to alcohol. And I think it's still a crisis. Like, if you live in the countryside or if you have family in the countryside, and that is true for everyone I know, that this applies to, myself included. In all those families, there's at least one family member who drank themselves to death. So, I don't know. I'm always a little bit baffled about the degree to which the consumption of alcohol is normalized in our society. But, well, and that's what I wanted to share. But then, of course, I want to commemorate the second anniversary of the Hanau shootings, which is tomorrow, February 19th. It was a terrorist shooting spree by a far-right extremist targeting people he thought did not look German and thus deemed unworthy to live. So I'd like to commemorate Gülkan Gültekin, Ferhat Unvar, Mercedes Kirpaç, Said Nessa Hashemi, Sedat Gürbüz, Fatih Saraçoğlu, Hamza Kurtovic, Kaloyan Velkov, and Willy Viorel Paun. That's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf. There is the channel content discussion to discuss episodes. And I will catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!